listening to WXJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
He says he already made America great again. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Or President Trump's new slogan,
keep America great.
He kicked off his re-election campaign at a rally in Orlando, Florida.
Our country is now thriving, prospering, and booming.
Fox's Evan Brown was there, now joins us live.
Now, Dave, even the upper deck inside the arena was filled up last night with people eager to hear President Trump's first official re-election speech. Aside from getting the cheers about the border wall, the tax cuts, and the trade deals, the president warned the other party is after different goals.
Our radical Democrat opponents are driven by hatred, prejudice, and rage. They want to destroy you, and they want to destroy our country as we know it.
Florida is worth 29 electoral votes in a presidential contest. The president won Florida in 2016 by less than 1.5%, Dave.
Evan, the president's rivals were not impressed, of course. Democratic frontrunner Joe Biden says the country cannot afford four more years of the president diminishing America's role on the world stage. Bernie Sanders called the speech lies, distortion, and nonsense.
He is a man living in a parallel universe, a man way out of touch with the needs of ordinary people.
The president again has derided the special counsel's investigation as a witch hunt, but his excommunications director Hope Hicks, who now works for Fox, will be questioned at the House Judiciary Committee today, though the White House says the president asserted executive privilege to stop her from answering some questions. After President Trump announced that ICE is going to go after and round up millions of illegal aliens, acting ICE director Morgan told Fox,
if you are here illegally in violation of federal immigration law, if you've received due process, there should be consequences.
And he's talking about those who did not respond after getting orders to leave. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Iran keeps denying it attacked two oil tankers last week, but a U.S. Navy expert now says the mines used are strikingly similar to ones Iran has displayed in the past, and he says the damage done was not by a flying object, as one of the ship's owners had claimed. The U.N. should demand a criminal investigation into the death of Saudi columnist Jamal Khashoggi. That's what an independent UN human rights expert is recommending after she did her own probe into last October's killing at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey. Back in December, the U.S. Senate passed a resolution condemning Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman as responsible for Khashoggi's death. There's something else new from the UN.
War and other violence have produced 71 million refugees in the world. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees says that's up more than 2 million from last year. War-torn Syria leads the way with about 13 million people displaced over the past 8 years. Venezuela's produced about 4 million refugees recently. The commissioner taking a dig at President Trump and other leaders, saying it's damaging to depict refugees as threats to jobs and security in host countries when they're just trying to get away from danger. However, he notes the U.S. is the biggest donor to the UNHCR. Jill Nato, Fox News.
There's something else new from from Kentucky. Child sex abuse caught in the act, according to police, by a man who ordered pizza.
Police in Lexington Tuesday honoring Mark Bude for saving two young girls from an apparently abusive father. Bude had delivered a pizza to a Lexington motel room. When the door opened, he saw a man and a child naked on the bed behind him. After leaving, Bude called police. They responded and found two young girls hiding in the room.
And police later arrested the man, and he was charged with several crimes. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A 42-year-old man is facing charges after police allegedly found two loaded guns in his home. 42-year-old Devin Craig has prior convictions that make him ineligible to own or possess guns. Authorities served a search warrant on his home on Friday morning. Police were looking for drugs, but only found two loaded guns. Craig has been charged with being an armed habitual criminal, unlawful use of a machine gun, and unlawful use of a weapon by a felon. He faces 6 to 30 years in prison if found guilty of being an armed habitual criminal. Downtown Champaign is getting a new restaurant. WCIA says Punch has been described as a bar lounge. It'll be on the main level of the Hyatt. No word yet on when it will open. A Casey man is accused of setting a garage fire. Kenny Cathy is charged with residential arson for the fire in Effingham last week. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
At Honda BMW, they believe in letting you make the choice when you're ready. And now you don't even need to come into their award-winning dealership to buy your car if you don't want to. Just go to drivechampaign.com, click on the type of vehicle you're interested in, and look to the right-hand side of the page. It says Express Purchase. That means you can buy a car on your computer right now, only at the award-winning Honda BMW Express Purchase. Go to drivechampaign.com.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands from Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Lands is your local Mitsubishi Electric Diamond dealer. Our technicians are experts at solving your comfort needs, one room or your whole house. Let us show you how a Mitsubishi Electric Union Cooling System can save you money now. Your comfort is our priority. Call Lands today at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us online at landsinc.com. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Here's your weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Floors, from simple to simply magnificent. Two locations, Village at the Crossing, that's Windsor and Duncan in Champaign. Also, Cunningham and Urbana, call 367-ROSE or blossombasket.com. We've got some rain, some flash flooding possibilities. Diane Ducey, good morning.
It's true. It could be later on that flash flood watch will kick in. We've got a high 78 expected, 60 our low into the evening tonight, up to 76 with partly cloudy conditions tomorrow, down to around 60. We'll wrap up the week Friday on the first day of summer with a high 84, low 66. With a 50% shot at showers late, 50% chance of rain coming into Saturday, high 86, 87 on Sunday. Right now, the temperature's at 68 on ESPN 93.5.
Well, it looked like around the state we were southern Illinois, some of it looked like corn and some of it I couldn't tell. Some look pretty good and some look really bad. It just depends on the moisture and how these farmers got their corn and beans in.
Mm-hmm.
I presume we're pretty good now. Things have been planted. The thing we get out of whack is around Champaign County, we are blessed with unbelievable farmland.
Yes, we are.
We are so good in Champaign County, way better than a whole bunch of land around us.
But so many farmer friends that have, like, seed contracts and things like that, they have to put it in at a certain amount of time, and they were under pressure and
well,
48 hours straight.
You got to get the stuff. If you go too late, it's not gonna work as well or work at all. So the life of a farmer's been late, but I think now, should I say, we might need a little moisture. I mean, it's just such a tough balance, you know. It's too wet, it's too dry. It's just like we need a faucet or something. Some people irrigate, but it's you know, anxious times for our farmer friends with all the trade stuff as well. In any event, looks better, but we do have rain on the way, and it could be kind of heavy. All right, Donald Trump, I'm glad I wasn't in Orlando last night. I can't imagine the traffic.
Because
when a president comes to your town, they block roads off.
Yes.
And there were people waiting for 40 hours, up to 40 hours to get in.
Mm.
This arena was 20,000 seats
That's
full.
Right.
There's no Democrat that can do that. Not right now. Barack Obama, maybe, but he's not going to run for president again because he term limited out.
Tonight, I stand before you to officially launch my campaign for a second term as president of the United States.
Oh, Ted Harvey, committee to defend the president, former Colorado State Senator. How are you, Ted?
I am great. Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Okay. We have parallel universes, according to Bernie Sanders, because everything Donald Trump said last night was a lie. So now that we've got that cleared, what was your take?
Well, I'm wondering what speech he listened to. He talked about how unemployment is at a 52-year low, how African-American, Hispanic, and female unemployment is at a historic low.
Hey, Ted, Kamala Harris has said, reason unemployment's so low is people are working three jobs, silly.
I don't think she understands how that calculation is made. The Democrats need to go back and take Econ 101. The fact is that this economy is booming. It is helping people, red, yellow, black, and white. It doesn't matter what your age, doesn't matter what your ethnicity. Freedom and capitalism raises all boats, and that is really the difference in this campaign. It's two worldviews. Do you want the Bernie Sanders socialist agenda, or do you want the freedom and opportunity that the Trump administration has brought over the last 2 years, going for another 6 years? And I think the American people are going to look at the differences between the radical leftists that are running and Donald Trump, and I think they're going to choose Donald Trump moving forward for another 4 years.
Well, again, that's we'll see. But again, when one side says something and you say that's a lie, if that's all the defense you have, then you do fact checks, all these fact checks, and you don't think Donald Trump, I mean, he read from a prompter last night. There was some spontaneous moments. But a lot of, you know, presuming the research was done, there's no question the economy is booming. There is no doubt with all the numbers that we look at for that. But yet, you know, I heard a Democrat say how anemic everything was. I mean, who's lying?
Well, anemic, I think, is the definition of the rallies that the Democrat candidates are having. I posted a picture on our website, the Committee to Defend the President's Facebook page, of Biden at a rally, and he had it was in a high school gymnasium, and only half of the gymnasium was full.
Yeah.
And then you look at this rally that Trump had, and he had 20,000 people there with over 100,000 people requesting tickets to be able to get in. I think there is a huge enthusiasm gap, and the Democrats are going to be fighting next week in a debate to see who can go to the farthest to the left in order to appease their leftist base.
Okay, so you're fully confident the president at this point, we're still a ways away, is positioned to win and win easily?
Well, I think when you look at the differences between the two candidates and you look at the successes that the administration has had just in 2 years, even though they had this cloud of the Mueller investigation, which was a total joke, over them, and you see the successes, you go back and look at what James Carville said in the Clinton years. It's the economy,
yeah,
stupid.
Yeah.
And I think the American people are smart enough to see the difference between the two visions that the different parties are bringing forward in 2020.
All right, Ted, how do people connect with you?
Thank you. They can follow us at the Committee to Defend the President.com, or they can follow us on Facebook at Committee to Defend the President, or on Twitter at defend_Trump.
By the way, I had a brilliant idea the other day, and apparently it wasn't so brilliant because nobody really reacted to it, but I had an idea for Donald Trump's next White House spokesman.
Who is that?
Bobby Knight.
There you go.
Boom.
That would work.
Boom. Kind of like, you know,
as long as he doesn't throw chairs at his opposition.
Well, hey, if you say something stupid, he's going to throw a chair at you, so think about it. Good talking to you, Ted. Appreciate your time.
Likewise. God bless, man. Have a great day.
God bless you. 714. There you go, Bobby Knight. Because I've been in press conferences about 30 years ago with Bobby Knight, and it was scary. Press would be, I mean, I'd like to see Jim Acosta. What would he do from CNN?
There you go.
You duck. That's what you do. Poor Rick Zurich. Anybody remember Rick Zurich? He was on Channel 17. And we just beaten Bobby Knight's team at the Assembly Hall. Lou Henson's team beat him 72-50. Rick Zurich said, "What do you tell your team, coach?" Bobby looked around and said, "Take a shower? Get on the bus? What do you want me to tell?" Oh, my.
Okay, then.
There you go, your next White House spokesman, Bobby Knight. All right, quarter after ESPN 93.5.
What's Sarah going to do now, anyway?
Run for governor of Arkansas.
Oh, really?
She was on the stage last night, and Donald Trump said she just might run for governor of Arkansas.
Is that right?
Her dad was...
Or was he just saying that?
No, that's the buzz.
Wow. Mike
Huckabee.
She's been higher core in that position.
Hey, listen, it's a tough job.
Right.
Donald Trump tweets a lot, and you got to talk about all that, and you got to know what he tweeted.
Right, right.
And Donald Trump loves her, and Mike Huckabee was the governor of Arkansas. They're Huckabee in Arkansas. Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Interesting.
Had a great chance at that. And she's a tough, tough gal. There's no question.
That's right. Miami over St. Louis, 6-0 yesterday. ESPN 93.5 with the game tonight starting at 7:15. We'll hear our Redbird recap now.
I don't think the Cardinals want to hear anything about Mr. Yamamoto, do you?
Well, Jordan Yamamoto has pitched in 14 innings against the Cardinals in his two major league starts. The 23-year-old from Hawaii has allowed just 5 hits. He walked 4, struck out 12, and in his 14 innings, Mike, he has allowed just 1 Cardinal base runner to reach third base. That was in his first start last Wednesday down in Miami, and they gave him support with a home run by Castro in the 5th, Anderson a 2-run homer in the 7th, 3 more in the 8th. Miami shut out the Cardinals 6-0, and Yamamoto, who made the jump from Double-A to the big leagues, is 2-0 with both wins against the Cardinals.
He was something else. The Cardinals had just 2 base hits, that's all. 2 base hits. They got a hit from their right fielder to make it 2 hits in the 7th inning, and that was all she wrote. We're on the air tonight now at 6:20.
This season, take in a Cardinals game like an MVP. All-inclusive tickets are on sale now and feature a full buffet, complimentary bar, plus a great view of the game with lots of great areas to choose from, like the UMB Champions Club, Proficient Red Jacket Club, Coca-Cola Scoreboard Patio, and more. There's something for every budget. Leave your wallet at home and get your 2019 all-inclusive tickets now at cardinals.com/all-inclusive. St. Louis Cardinals, time to fly.
Chicago White Sox over the Cubs 3-1.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have called that.
Well, White Sox are better than they were, and that's a rivalry, and you never know. Kyle Schwarber led the game off for the Cubs with a homer, but that was it. And the Padres also beat Milwaukee, so Chicago's still a half a game out in the Central, and the Cardinals still just 2.5 back. Wow.
I was updating our Village of Tolono board about the Fun Day festivities, June 28th and 29th, and heard the beginning of the game, Kyle Schwarber first pitch, home run, and then that was it.
That was it.
7:05 start, you'll hear it again on US 105.9. Well, we had, a total of 7 drafted and 1 free agent Illini players going pro. And so they're in action. Pretty exciting stuff for their career.
All the baseball guys.
Yeah. And then, of course, Michigan quarterback Brendan Peters being talked about.
Oh, he's our guy.
2 years of eligibility.
Yep. 6'5", 230. Mm-hmm. Is he the kind of quarterback Rod Smith likes? I presume he's going to start. I don't think I'd come if I'm a fifth-year guy, fourth-year guy, whatever he is, with 2 years of eligibility, unless I was given a wink that I'm going to be the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Because nobody else we have has played quarterback in a game. So, there's that.
Okay, then.
And this fella at least started in a bowl game a number of years ago.
Right, right.
So he's the most experienced guy we got, Brandon Peters. Listen for Josh Whitman at 10 this morning.
Yes.
With Jeremy Warner live in our studio. And get Jeremy's good questions to Josh Whitman coming up. Josh has been talking a little bit, kind of a state of the union thing, how it's going.
Sure.
And you'll hear the latest with the Jeremy Warner show coming up at 10 this morning with Athletic Director Josh Whitman.
In women's basketball, Big Ten ACC Challenge is December 5th in Chapel Hill as we take on UNC.
Yeah, Taylor Edwards has joined the team. Superstar softball pitcher.
Okay.
She has a year of eligibility. She was a dynamite high school player, and that's going to bring veteran wisdom to that squad. I'm excited about Taylor Edwards on the Illini women's team. Weather brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, your local copier printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for the past 35 years. WattsCopy.com.
Up to 78, down to 60. We have rainy conditions, even a flash flood watch later. We've got a high 76 tomorrow, down to around 60. A 20% chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm. Friday's high at 84, down to 66, with a 50% chance of showers late. That could carry into Saturday morning. Right now we're at 68, ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Rob Meyer, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Rob at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. 720 in Champaign-Urbana.
From the Fox Business Network, the Federal Reserve's meeting wraps up today. Most economists believe the Fed will not lower interest rates today. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell is expected to offer comments on the economy, possibly a clue about whether it will lower interest rates in the summer. Apple is believed to be looking for new locations for 15 to 30% of its production because of the trade dispute with China. Reports say Apple is looking at Mexico, India, Vietnam, Indonesia, and Malaysia. Even if the trade situation is resolved, the reports say Apple is going ahead with moving some production out of China to other countries. Winnebago is reporting a mixed quarter. Motorhome sales declined. Winnebago says pending tariffs will start to impact its costs later this year. CBS is said to be working on an offer for its sister company, Viacom. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Donald Trump's crowd was impressive last night, and there is no Democrat currently that can do that. As I mentioned, Barack Obama could generate that kind of crowd because he did it in Denver with like 50,000 people. But it's hard to do, man. It's hard to get people to stand in line to see you. And there's something going on out there that kind of the silent majority that you better not ignore. I think there's still angst and anxiety and unhappiness about how stuff happens. It's the institution of Washington, and it's both Republican and Democrat now. It's this whole thing that if you, you know, got in a corner and nobody could hear you, there'd be a lot of Republicans who would not like Donald Trump because he's kind of goofing stuff up. It's a good gig. I mean, you serve, what is it, 4 years in Congress and you got, you know, health care for life? Their health care, I mean, the deal is a pretty good one. It's powerful. Unfortunately, money and power still kind of rule the day. It's just you get into that role and you start, you know, justifying everything because you're this and that. And it's a good job and you want to stay there because people want to talk to you. Ooh. And you got a staff. You ought to go there, serve about 8 years, and then come home and get your job back.
Yep.
Or get another job. I don't think it should be a permanent thing. Obviously, it hasn't worked wonderfully well. There's just a lot of issues that we have in our country, and maybe we need to change people out a little more often. We do it with the president. Okay, so the St. Louis Cardinals.
Got that virus again?
No, they've not lost the virus.
Oh, okay.
Here's what I think can happen. It's a management leadership thing where you tell somebody, Diane, you're amazing. You're unbelievable. Yeah. Do what you want to do. Do what you want to do. Yeah, way to go. It's okay. We'll be, I know that you didn't show up for that show, but that's okay. You're good. We'll be fine. Mike Shield is that kind of a guy. Colton, you're my guy. You're my guy. Hang in there. Yeah, you'll be in there tomorrow. You get the feeling this Cardinal makeup, the chemistry, they go along and they get two base hits against a double-A pitcher in nine innings. And they're probably talking about what movie you want to watch tonight. I don't feel the urgency.
Okay.
I don't feel there's a guy afraid that if he doesn't get in to the game and he's not playing tomorrow. You know, Mike Matheny got criticized big time because they felt they had to get two hits to stay in the lineup tomorrow. Well, Mike Matheny, I think, feels better than Mike Shildt.
Right.
This feels like, okay, it's okay. You're a good guy. Good job. You're my guy. You're my guy. Get a hit or you're not my guy.
Right.
You got to produce every day in this life. Nothing really matters about yesterday. How long do you go with Matt Carpenter? He got three hits the other night, and everybody went high-five, and he got his average all the way to 220. What? Learn to hit the ball to left. I mean, come on, man. He got a 48-foot double two nights ago. and you'd have thought they won the World Series. Good job. Maybe you ought to do that more. Anyway, I'm a little grumpy because I just can't take lack of urgency in your life. You have to have urgency to accomplish stuff. Where's your urgency? It's not acceptable for a Major League Baseball team to they get 2 and 3 and 4 hits a lot. You're out of the game. You're not playing tonight. You got to do better. You know, there's something nice to say, I've got confidence in you and you're my guy. But now when you go 5 for 60, you got to go get more hits.
I feel like Coach Brad Underwood on the basketball side has that kind of urgency for his players.
Well, there's that level of urgency.
There you go.
But I'm suggesting that the Cardinals are too comfortable. For whatever reason, we'll get it going. I'm close. We're not doing horseshoes here. I need a hit. This double-A pitcher is 23. He was in double-A, and he's come up, and the Cardinals can't get a hit off of him in two straight games. He beat him and shut him out last week in Miami, and he shuts him out in St. Louis last night. Am I overreacting? 359-2255. Cardinal fans, am I overreacting?
Well, the Cardinal fans, are going to be having this game tonight at 7:15, tomorrow at 6:15, and then L.A. Dodgers at home, so...
Well, they swept the Dodgers earlier.
Oh, this Angels.
Angels.
Ooh, that's Albert, the Albert Pujols game.
And then these are games. I mean, the Cardinals have like 3 weeks of games. They probably should win a lot of them because they're teams that are barely 500 or under. And you can't – I mean, again, if they lose to Miami, okay, they're a major league team. They're kind of a triple-A team. But occasionally losing to Miami is okay, I guess. You ought to win 6 out of 8 or 7 out of 8. But to do it the way they did last night, I can't watch them. And I've been following them since the Cardinals were gracious enough to give us the franchise in 2011. I got into the Cardinals kind of as a business thing. And then
that's right.
But I've never seen this where it's like, I can't watch you. And that's bad. Am I overreacting, Cardinal fans? 359-2255, 359-2255.
Now's the best time of year to save more with Mahindra Tractors, and it all starts with zero. Pay zero down and 0% interest for up to 60 months. That's more for less on many of Mahindra's best-selling models, with tractors that deliver more lift capacity, fuel efficiency, and built-in weight. Hurry and save more on Mahindra today.
Awesome machine sales and rental in Savoy and Tuscola, and online at awesomemachines.net. Simply awesome.
Now through June 13th, see us or go to MahindraUSA.com for more information.
You're watching your local teams. Why not drink the local beer? Scotty's Brewhouse on Neal Street in Champaign has you covered with local beer from Champaign and East Central Illinois. There is no better place to experience the local brewing experts than at Scotty's Brewhouse. From Riggs Beer Company, Distill, Triptych, Blind Pig, and Big Thorn Farms, Scotty's Brewhouse has it all covered. Scotty's Brewhouse at 2001 South Neal Street in Champaign.
Hi, I'm fitness expert Jay Cardiello with a wellness tip from GNC. Is work taking a toll on your health? At your desk, keep both feet flat on the floor for a healthier spine. Eat an orange. A vitamin C can help reduce stress hormones. And try adding cinnamon to your coffee. It stabilizes your energy level. From daily wellness solutions to sports performance, weight management to beauty, GNC offers a number of products to help you reach your personal goals. All with 100% satisfaction and price match guarantees. GNC, live well.
How do you address young people that say, well, you got it good, you had it easy, I've got nothing. That drug dealer was my best friend. I've got no opportunity. My mom and dad left. There's some bad, sad stories out there.
You know what? I've been around that too my life. I'm originally from Danville, Illinois. My city's changed over throughout the years with a lot of different things, but at the same time too, there's only two things that separate me from the next person: opportunities and choices. I'm not any better, you know. My circumstances just might be different. The community over there was pretty strong. I had people within the community from all walks of life, even people who had been inside the penitentiary and different things like that. They spoke up from experience and said, look, you know, I've been there, done that, you know, this may not be the way you need to go. You know, there's other things out here. There's a big world out here. Just go out and look forward, and there's good things out here. You can do something else.
Charles Hoskins, University of Illinois police officer, our law enforcement official of the month. Brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, callsktoday.com.
J.
GAF is akin to a dynasty in the roof game. One in four homes in America have GAF roofs. They're the best quality and America's favorite roof. Freedom Roofing is a GAF Master Elite Certified Roofing Contractor, which means they are able to exclusively sell you the best quality roofing products and warranties from GAF. So don't be afraid to go online to freedomchampagne.com, put in your info, and you can get a quote on the latest and greatest in roofing technologies. That's freedomchampagne.com.
News. I'm Chris Foster. He's held dozens of rallies throughout his time in office already, but President Trump officially kicks off his 2020 re-election campaign with an event in Orlando, Florida.
I stand before you to officially launch my campaign for a second term as President of the United States.
Democratic Party presidential candidate Bernie Sanders calls the rally an hour and a half speech of lies, distortions, and total absolute nonsense. Former White House Communications Director Hope Hicks meets today privately with members of the House Judiciary Committee.
Hicks was a campaign spokesperson before joining the administration. She was interviewed as part of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. The president has directed Hicks not to answer questions about her time as a senior advisor to the president, citing executive privilege. Hicks is now Executive Vice President and Chief Communications Officer for Fox Corporation.
Fox's Jared Halpern. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Probation is the sentence for an Urbana woman who admitted she took part in stealing gift cards from the Target in Champaign by buying them with fake cash. 19-year-old Latavia Miller admitted that between December 13th of last year and January 3rd of this year, she took part in a number of purchases of Visa gift cards and other items using counterfeit money, totaling more than $10,000. She was working with four other women at the time. They were helped by a clerk. In all, five women were arrested and charged. Urbana police are looking for whomever fired shots on Monday afternoon. No one was injured, but one of the rounds went through the living room wall of an apartment occupied by five people, ranging in age from 2 to 72. The shots were fired from a passing car toward four young people walking on the sidewalk in the 1,000 block of South Smith Road. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hi, it's Corey with Max Twin City Recycling. We pride ourselves on giving the area an outlet to recycle and get paid for their unwanted metals. We're taking our community focus a step further with our Recycling for a Cause program. Each month, Max Twin City will choose a different local charity to feature in an effort to raise money for those causes. Visit maxrecycling.com for a complete list of program details.
Starting it over is what we do.
Okie dokie, I got an offer coming up this morning from Spring Green. Stand by. Here you go. ESPN 93.5 3-day rainy weather from the National Weather Service.
In fact, there's a flash flood watch in effect into the afternoon. We've got a high 78, expected 60 hour low tonight. We've got a high 76 tomorrow with a 20% chance of rain down to around 60. 50% shot at showers Friday through Monday. And highs in the mid 80s down into the mid 60s at night. We're currently at 69 with the clouds. ESPN 93.5.
All right, I was lamenting about the Cardinals.
Yes.
And
you are not alone.
Okay.
Let's see. There's a text in from Jim that says, agree 100%, Stevie. One of the two hits were by a starting pitcher whom has 100 batting average.
Jack Flaherty
got
a double, and that was it until Dexter Fowler hit a single in seventh inning. And the AAA Miami Marlins 6, the Cardinals nothing.
Right.
And then
the Cubs were totally cold. I mean, yeah. Kyle Schwarber hit the first pitch, home run, and that was the only run.
Well, I'll tell you what, though. I think the Cubs should fire Joe Maddon. I mean, he's awful.
Well, and speaking of that, Gary said if it's any solace to you, Stevie, Joe Maddon may not make it past the All-Star break if he doesn't get the Cubs to perform any better.
Yeah, let's hope so. Then the Cardinals can hire Joe Maddon in the next 5 minutes.
Okay.
Because that's what I do.
I see.
So, well, I mean, and again, Joe Maddon just opened a restaurant in Chicago, and I talked to Coach Mike Ditka about it, and he said, you know what? You don't want to move. You don't want to. It's disruptive.
Right.
He was pretty upset with the Cubs. You know, thinking, what are they thinking? It's all so stupid.
I see. Well, Kenny was saying, I'm a Cubs fan. What's happening to them? Do you think a new closer, Kimbrel, will help enough to get them winning again?
Well, they got to be in position to close a game. And the Cubs have not been playing well, but they're half a game out. And you just think that the Cubs still have the best roster. Okay, so the White Sox are going to extend protective netting this year. The netting issue where children... I suggested that you have to net more. Ed Martin, president of the Eagle Forum Education and Legal Defense Fund, our friend in St. Louis. Before we talk politics, I do think baseball should put more netting in or not allow kids to sit that close.
I totally agree. I used to think, Stevie J, and I don't know what changed. Maybe it's being a dad or something, but I used to think, well, no, the game is the game, and, you know, people go put their glove up and all, but... You know, maybe the biggest thing that changes when you see, you know, a middle level slugger and they have the numbers and they say the ball goes off the bat when he hits the ball back 100 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And you say to yourself, this is not, you know, there's something about that that's, that I, you know, I agree. And look, if that's what ruins people attending a game is the screen, you've got a different problem with the product, right?
So well, and people pay $300 to sit behind home plate and there's a net there. I mean, so
that's right.
I mean, and the netting is pretty transparent from the standpoint. It doesn't bother me. I just see these kids at 106 mile an hour baseballs. So A, don't put them low enough to have that, or B, put netting. That's my solution.
Well, and one last observation. In the old days, if you went to the old Busch Stadium, the second of them, the seats were designed. You were far away. Now these stadiums are designed in such a way that the worst seats, they may feel high, but you've got a better seat in the house than you ever had before. So I agree. And again, you just can't have kids and people hurt so badly and think it's an acceptable thing. I agree.
And it bothers the players, and that's good. But I mean, they're really, really upset when that happens. It's not their fault because they're just swinging. You know, they don't mean to foul it off like that. Ed Martin, he is the president of the Eagle Forum Education and Legal Defense Fund, Orlando, Florida. Last night, the president of the United States.
Tonight, I stand before you to officially launch my campaign for a second term as president of the United States. Keep America great.
Well, it was, I think, amazing crowd. I mean, I just to draw like that with 40 hours for some who waited in line, camped out. It is hard in the world of politics to have people do that for you, to listen to you. What is it, Ed, about Donald Trump that gets people fired up?
Well, first of all, you're exactly right. I was going to tell you that I ran for office twice. I was a congressional candidate in 2010. And I know you, and in 2012, I was the attorney general nominee for Missouri across the whole state. I know you know from your brother and, you know politics, but it's hard to draw 1,000 people to an event, let alone have 40,000 signed up and all. It's an extraordinary phenomenon. Two observations. One, he is a popular culture phenomenon. For 40% of the country, they just are just totally, you know, the reality TV, all that stuff. It doesn't matter, right? It is a factor. The second thing is, I know he tapped into a set of issues. I had a conversation with Selena Zito, the author, who is a journalist, and we were talking. She's from Pennsylvania, and she always writes about the sort of people that went for Trump and the energy they have. And she said for a couple of decades, they felt like they kept sending people to Washington who were going to do something, and then they didn't do it. Going to do something, didn't do it, both parties. And she said that after a while, they were like, this isn't working. And Trump embodies this sense of, I'm going to go there and just shake, rattle the cage, you know, and do things different. Not going to be perfect, but it's going to be different. And people love that energy. And then the other thing, he, of course, ticked off his details, you know, things like the economy. People feel better about everything when they know there's work and wages are increasing. And it's a psychology of living together. It does matter, you know. And so, again, phenomenal performance. You kind of wonder when he's going to slip up and have a off day. You know, I mean, you know, he just seems to nail it on these big occasions. Pretty incredible.
Well, and I've talked to a few of these undersecretaries on the air and talked about Donald Trump in meetings, and And they say, you know, listen, he says, what am I doing today? What are you doing today? Right. He's got a business urgency to him. And I've never, and maybe I'm wrong, Ed, I don't remember ever a president saying, this is what I said, this is, and they go back to what they said. Nobody does that.
Yeah, and the other thing, the other thing that he mentioned that I think is persuasive, you could debate whether it's true or not, there'd be a pop psychologist who will say, well, he's as needy as they come. But when he stands up there and says, I don't have any special interest that I owe. You know, I got a beautiful wife. I got great kids. I got lots of money. I got my own plane. I got my own tower. I don't need any of this. That's persuasive. You know, and the pop psychologists say, well, he needs the adulation.
Right,
But it's persuasive that he's not beholden to any one part of the old guard in politics. And people feel that, right? So it's and he knows how to tap into that.
Yeah, and of course the left, the reaction to Donald Trump, no matter what he says, is he's in a parallel universe. He's a liar.
Well, that's right. I mean, there is one thing about this current moment that I think we need to point to, and that is, you know, there's I've heard the phrase used to, you know, one movie, but people two movies on the same screen. People, there are 30 or 40% of the country that, when they see Trump do that, they see, you know, a terrible human being who's taking advantage of America. I can't get my head around that. I mean, I'm a Trump, you know, sort of supporter, and I believe in him, although I have some critical, you know, moments with him. But there's a lot of people. I mean, it's not insignificant. As you know, there's people in our families and all that have convinced themselves.
Yeah.
And, I use the term very, very carefully, but some of them seem almost brainwashed to believe that he's a terrible, terrible man. When he points off stage to these women, Sarah Sanders, who's dominant in his camp, in his leadership, and his wife, and then to his Jewish son-in-law, and yet they say he's anti-Semitic.
No, the Jewish people. It doesn't make sense.
The Israeli people just named a town after him. They're pretty good, the Israelis, at understanding who's anti-Semitic, right? So, but there are a bunch of people that are look up and they say, as you point out, that he's the worst thing that ever happened. And you kind of shake your head and say, okay, but does Joe Biden or somebody like that make it better? I don't see
it. Well, and you know, Ed, too, in some parts of the world, if you're raised in a radical Islam family, you are taught from age two that the West is evil. They must be destroyed. The radicals believe we have to die because we're infidels. So you have that. And I think that a whole lot of the left, that what they're working on, and Donald Trump isn't perfect. I don't like how he tweets sometimes. I don't like the "I know you are, but what am I" stuff. You know, I mean, he just you poke the bear, he's going to poke back. He's a hornet's nest if you come after him. And some people really like that. I wish he did less of it. However, a whole lot of what they say he is not true.
Right. Well, and again, just to, not to dwell on it, when he does that fake news thing with a sort of grin on his face and he points to the news, you know, I read somewhere that there were four times as many media credentials requested, and what they did was they started denying them. They didn't have enough room for foreign press, so all the American press could be there. But when he does that fake news thing, I think the different problem right now is the power of media and tech to deliver to us what they believe. And I'm not saying somebody in Facebook is sitting there saying, let's only deliver left-wing content. I'm saying that their bias for a vision of the world is real, and it's powerful on our kids and ourselves. And same thing with CNN and MSNBC, and even Fox News is really preaching to one choir. It's not the healthiest way to be. And I'm hoping, actually, after he wins re-election, Stevie J, that it's sort of the fever breaks a little bit, and people say, well, he's not actually that conservative in some ways, but he's been good for us, right? We can get a little past some of this anger, because there's a lot of trouble in some of that feeling.
All right, Ed Martin, president of the Eagle Forum Education Legal Defense Fund. It's always a pleasure to chat. I do enjoy our Wednesday visits, Ed, and I've called the Cardinals a team with a virus or something wrong, because it's like we get two hits against a double-A pitcher, and I feel like they're on the bench talking about the Blues. I just don't think there's enough urgency.
Yeah.
And the fact that Mike Schilt is a good guy and a good baseball man, but when you go up to a guy and say, you're my guy, that guy might not be very good, but that's your guy. So you need to perform, Ed. You need to perform.
Yeah. I feel that. I agree with you. I think I watched them play last night, and I thought, boy, need to be a little bit more desperate, but we'll see. And so, as you always teach me, it's a long season. I'm not getting ready to panic now.
Yeah.
Right now, I just want to see Yadi. I want to see Yadi on the All-Star team. We'll see if that'll shake out. I think he deserves that one.
Well,
more time.
I think he's a legendary, I think, future Hall of Famer. But the Cardinals aren't playing with enough urgency, and you can never lose to a Triple A Miami team 6-0 with zero fight. I'm sorry, Ed. You're the man. I really appreciate it. How do people connect with you?
You know, PhyllisSchlafly.com is our website, as I've told you, PhyllisSchlafly.com. I'm on Twitter, @EagleEdMartin. And then my email address is just ed@PhyllisSchlafly.com. I love hearing from your listeners, and we do a lot of outreach and education and stuff. So if they email me, I'll send them some good stuff, and I promise not to spam them too much.
Talk to you soon. Thanks, Ed.
All right, take care. Thanks, Stevie J.
747 Ed Martin down in St. Louis. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a wonderful deal for you this morning. Thank you for listening. Spring Green, your neighborhood lawn care team, all over central Illinois. You're driving home, you're going, man, I like that look. Because Spring Green knows how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
If you would like me to give you a $250 voucher for services from my friend, Steve Imke, JT Warm Beer, and their whole team at Spring Green, I shall do that for you. But you have to text me. You have to set something up within the next week and then give me a little feedback when you're done. So for Spring Green, you're driving home, you're saying, man, I'm hurting. That's what I said one time when I was inundated with grubs. Heartbreak of grubs, where your lawn slips like a bad carpet.
Yes.
They laughed at me 20 years ago. They're not laughing now. My yard's pretty good. Of course, they did it. 359-2255, text in the word green.
Okay.
That's original.
I was thinking you were going to go with grubs.
You can write grubs.
Okay.
G-R-U-B-S. 359-2255, if you want a $250 voucher from Spring Green, this will be the last one I'm giving out. I'll do two. That's $500. That's the last one we're going to do for a bit.
Okay.
Okay, so here we go. 359-2255. Text in grubs or green or whatever. 359-2255.
Got it.
Okay, I know it's anybody.
Yes.
Good. 359-2255. Text in right now.
Awesome.
I'll contact you a little bit after 9. I'll let you know.
Well, Stevie's not alone. As you heard Ed Martin lamenting too, Miami over St. Louis has Cardinal fans scratching their heads today. 6-0 was the final yesterday. Trevor Richards to the mound for Miami from St. Louis. It's a 7:15 start here on ESPN 93.5. Daniel Ponce de Leon to pitch for the Cardinals. Chicago White Sox over the Cubs 3-1 yesterday. Cubs started out great. Carl Schwarber up, first pitch, homer, and then that was it. John Lester to the mound for the Cubs. It's a 7:05 start. Lucas Giolito will be pitching for the White Sox. Again, US 105.9, your home for the Chicago Cubs. We also had some rainy conditions yesterday as the Louisville-Auburn game was suspended in Omaha 4-1. That game will start at 11 in the College World Series. Vandy in Mississippi, Texas Tech, and Florida State, the game this evening. Illini Nation abuzz about Michigan quarterback Brandon Peters joining us. A couple of years of eligibility. We've got Josh Whitman on the air with Jeremy Warner. That starts at 10 on ESPN 93.5.
Here's your three-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Rainy today. We have a 90% chance of showers and even a flash flood watch in those rivers and low-lying areas. High 78, low 60. 76 the high tomorrow, down to 61. 20% chance of rain, partly cloudy otherwise. Starting out with sunshine on Friday, high 84. 66 our low in the evening with a 40% chance of showers. A 50% chance of rain over the weekend up into the mid-80s and down to around 70 at night. 70, our current condition on US 105.9 on ESPN 93.5.
Well, we got both.
I was thinking of the Cubs.
Cubs are over there on US 105.9. Cardinals live here. Thinking about that hatchback Civic. I think I'm going over to Honda BMW, and I'm going to put a set of golf clubs in there just to make sure it's big enough.
It's a good idea.
I want to test it, and if we can get one set in there, we can get two.
Mm-hmm.
And then the seats fold down. I think that's the Triplett's new vehicle for a while. It's going to be a hatchback Honda Civic, and we're going to try and get that done by the weekend. So I need to go over there and do some due diligence. That's what you want to do, too. Honda BMW is an award-winning dealership, and you need to really experience it. You're going to go in there, and somebody's going to say, may I help you, but they're not going to pressure you. Yeah, okay, I'm fine. Christian Wallace and your guy Tommy.
Yep, Tommy West had me driving the car. We went and checked it out by loading up some of our DJ equipment to make sure the length is just right with our van.
You got to make sure of that. There are some idiosyncrasies of the new Odysseys that we're looking at. The seats, in some cases, because they swivel or something, they don't go all the way down.
I see.
And sometimes when you load things, you want them to go all the way down. So you go and you check it out and you drive it around and they say, well, what about this? What about this?
That's right.
And it's all at your pace. Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com. Say hey to my friend Ben Quattrone. Service before, during, and after the sale. Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com. I think that's the number.
Oh, yeah, it's a new one, isn't it?
It's Wednesday. No, no, it's back to the old one now.
Okay, gotcha.
Hey there.
Here he is. I thought I had the right one. It's Steve Suderman. He's at Good Vibes, where you can get home theaters, incredible deals on all that beautiful OLED and 8K or whatever the heck's out there now.
Great stuff to watch that awful manager, Joe Madden, hide the cuts.
he's so bad, the Cardinals should hire him as soon as they fire him, okay?
Man, I don't understand the talk at all. It makes no sense to me. I also can't believe June is more than half over already.
I know.
It was a few weeks ago I thought we were planning to move, and it was February, and there was snow on the ground, and now here we are.
Yep.
We're midway through our grand sort of reopening sale. We can't really call it an opening sale after 47 years. Headlining the act, the Sony 65-inch XBR. It's the best deal in the store. Is $999.
Wow.
So you get a really, really good, really, really big, really well-built TV for under that magic number.
Yeah, it's just stunning. Okay, $999, 65-inch.
Sony XBR.
Ooh, Sony.
Limited edition. I mean, this one's going to last for a long. We've got the OLEDs, the 55-inch OLEDs for $1,199. They're about gone. It's a closeout. It's the 2018 model. Yeah. But we've got a 43-inch 4K TV for $299 from LG. So we get some great TV deals. Take it outside is one of the themes of this thing.
Hmm.
The dish tailgater, so you have HD outside.
Yep.
Well, outdoor speakers from Definitive Technology and some other companies are on sale. We've got some Klipsch outdoor stuff. A lot of fun things. Sound investments, we're calling it.
Awesome. And you'll set it up, right? You're available to do that.
We'll set it up.
Yeah. I'm telling you, you go to the big box stores, you're thinking, I got to lift this thing, put it in, and then what wire goes where again?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've got an appointment to be in somebody's house every night this week. That's just my life.
Well, I challenge you. Go to those houses without your reading glasses. Let me know how that goes.
Sorry, fixed focal length eyes. I can't do that.
I'm the same way. I can't tune a thing without readers now. Man. Okay, my friend, where is your new location for 47 years of Good Vibes?
We are immediately adjacent to the DMV on Round Barn Road in the Round Barn Center.
That's where Janet is going. She needs a new driver's license because hers expired.
It's
that time.
Yeah. And I think it's vision. And I don't know. When do you have to drive again?
I think it's like 7 years.
Okay.
So.
I thought you had to be old.
Right, exactly. Well, remember Coach Mike Locksley? He's now the head football coach at Maryland.
Yeah, sure.
He's Ron Zook's offensive coordinator. And I, said, I'll go with you if you want sometime. So he called me and said, Steve, I need a new license. I think I have to take a driver's test. So we go out there. He's so nervous because he's trying to remember if it's 10 and 2. Put in your hands. He goes out there with somebody. This is a pretty big guy. And he's got his 10 and 2, and he's going like 4 miles an hour. It's so funny. And then he comes in, and as he's leaving with his new license, he's got one hand on the wheel and his seat way back in his SUV.
Cruising now.
Funniest thing ever. All right, my friend, Steve Suderman, go see him at Round Barn, and we'll talk soon, my friend.
And we'll have the Cubs games on.
Well, yeah, there's no Cub games at 23 and 55, right? DirecTV.
What's up with that?
Do I get Dish?
That's on. Sorry, DirecTV owners. We can hook you up with an antenna for a temporary solution, or we can switch you to Dish, or That's,
so I can hire you to come to my home and reconnect the antenna I do have still on the garage. You could probably do that for me, and I could actually.
You betcha.
Okay, maybe we'll do that. And I think it's like $100
service
calls.
The U.S. Open was part of that deal, too. Oh. That made some people really unhappy.
Are you kidding me? I'm still mad about it. It's ridiculous. So is it, if I get you out, it's like $100 to hire Good Vibes to come fix stuff up and set them up? Is that
yeah. All right. How about that?
Okay. All right. Because that would be, in fact, now I'm rethinking it. I would have done that for the U.S. Open. Dang it. we're stuck, right? Because if I drop DirecTV, I lose the ticket, which is NFL and the Saints.
Right. And they may solve this tomorrow. You never know. They don't talk about it Oof. Until it's over. They don't talk about it when it starts.
Yeah.
It's just, okay. But it's too bad we have to suffer through
no,
stuff like
no
that.
No kidding. Thank you, my friend.
All right.
Steve Suderman. Good vibes. CMI, they're on Bloomington Road in Champaign, Chemical Maintenance Incorporated. I wonder if they think about the time I worked for them.
I'm sure they do.
I was on their machines. I was cleaning urinals.
Uh-huh.
Felt pretty good about myself. Don't get caught off guard. Make sure you have the right equipment. They're the best janitorial supply in the world. Well, that's what I heard. They're really good.
Mm-hmm.
Industrial equipment, Betsy and Brad Parks, CMIClean.com. Or call 359-6262, and they're really, really good. And you'll say, I'm trying to clean this, and they'll say, use this. And if you have, like, an office, and you're trying to clean bathrooms, you don't have to touch anything anymore. They've got all the machines, and you don't touch it.
Like, that's right.
Yeah.
The enzymes eat up the bad stuff.
That's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
The news is next. ESPN 93.5, 7:58 on this Wednesday morning.